This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Roadshow number 3 from Newport, Rhode Island and the Lobster Bar. And it's only 6:30 and we already lost Wiggy. There he is.
He had to figure out the parking situation out front.
Oh, he did?
Yeah. I mean, he's got like Super Bowl champ written on the back. I doubt that they're going to ticket you or anything. Unless you brought the Porsche.
Yeah. Oh, that is a nice car.
Did he happen to bring some autographed 8x10s to sign for everybody in case they ask for one, Coach?
Well, I don't have the 8x10s on me there at the house, but I am parked literally right next to the street team thing.
Yeah, the van?
Right next to the dumpster.
I think you're probably okay.
Yeah. So just keep an eye out if there is a meter maid, please, because those tickets are impossible to get fixed.
You don't have a guy here?
No, not a meter maid. The governor can't even fix a meter maid.
You're right about that.
We talk about the next generation not doing anything, but I bumped into Adam from our street team. 3 a.m., left the station, got down here.
Awesome.
Unbelievable.
Pretty cool. So thank you for doing that, guys. Very exciting.
And I want to send some well wishes to the amazing Ashley from the foundation to her dog who got sick yesterday.
Yeah.
Ashley is not here, but we do have Roadshow merch. So limited edition Roadshow merch. Proceeds go to benefit the beneficiaries of the Greg Hill Foundation. So hope you guys will take advantage while you are here. And we're back on the road again next week, and Roadshow number 4 this season is in Maine. So good morning and hello to everybody listening up on our stations in Maine. And we will be there next week at the Brunswick, and that will be Roadshow number 4. So, and we'll be up there the night before for pregame at the Cowbell, which is Waterford, Waterbury, Westbrook, I think, maybe, is where that is.
We'll look that up.
It's near the water.
We're gonna bring a football to that one so that all hands, if we're taking photos, will be on football because Old Orchard Beach gets handsy.
Well, all right. No issue last night?
Everybody very respectful here in Rhode Island. Right. But Maine, a different story.
Good.
That's what the Dallas Cowboys do with the cheerleaders. They bring a football. So if you're taking a photo with gentlemen around you, they have to hold the football so that they can't have their arms on you.
Really?
Wow, that's a good idea.
Huh? We had some good cheerleader talk about with Jordan Hudson as a cheerleader.
Yeah.
Is the Cowboy cheerleader, is that the apex?
Right now it is, yeah.
That's
for
the top
sure.
of the chain.
Yeah, the Patriots was for a bit.
What was it before? It's always been the Cowboys.
No, but the Patriots took over for a bit, but now because of the show, Dallas is back in the forefront.
All right.
Yeah.
I mean, the Patriots, no disrespect, but they were never at the Patriots cheerleaders. Were never at the same level as the Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders.
There was a year where they were voted the best team.
Really?
Oh, yes. Were they?
Yeah.
Hands down, it was the Washington Redskins cheerleaders. Oh, they were the best.
Whoa. Really?
Yo, yeah, hands down.
You're not supposed to be when you were playing.
Your hands shouldn't be down.
Yeah, you're not supposed to be fraternizing with the cheerleaders.
We weren't, but when you're in the tunnel waiting to come out. And they're all lined up, stretching in front of you. Oh, that's what they used to do in Washington.
Oh.
You know, when you come out of the tunnel, they used to be right there, and they'd be stretching and holding each other's legs up, trying to distract the players before the game.
You
weren't going to get me with that one.
Amen.
You have a creepily real memory of that.
Oh, everybody knows that. Anybody who played in the NFL knows that that's what the Washington Redskins cheerleaders did.
Would they go into the visitors tunnel and do it?
Yeah, they would be right. So, like, you know how the guys wait in, you know, to get called out and you'd come out and they'd be right on, like, right there and they'd be stretching each other and, you know, holding legs up and trying to distract the guys.
But, or they were just
they weren't going to get me.
I don't think they were doing it to distract you guys.
What do you think they were doing it?
They were stretching.
No, Courtney. When do you stretch in a tunnel? Right where the right where the visiting locker room is.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, okay. If you saw the stretching, you'd be like, that ain't to loosen up the hamstring.
And you're not supposed to fraternize, but Wiggy did set up Gronk and Camille.
Oh, yeah. I did set them up, you know, but I'm just being a, you know, just being a good teammate for Gronk.
I would assume you would be invited to the wedding.
I would hope so.
Whatever, is that going to happen?
Whenever that happens.
Yeah, whenever it does, I figure I would, you know.
I mean, you have to give Rob Gronkowski credit.
Mm-hmm.
They've been together for
a while.
Over 10 years,
I think. Holy hell.
And no, he has not had to cough up a ring.
Yeah.
Oh, cough up a ring. I mean, that's one way to put it. Or propose to the love of your life would be another. He hasn't done it yet. Yeah.
And if they do, I don't want to just be, you know, invited to the wedding. I feel like I should be where, you know, with the groomsmen.
Yes. Yeah. You know? You should have a speech.
And you should get 10% of the cost because of you, the one who created it in the first place. So you should get some finder's fee.
No, I don't need that. I just invite me to the wedding. Put me in the with the groomsmen and have an open bar and I'm good.
Okay. And if it's destination, you have to pay for his travel.
I think I feel like Gronk would fly us out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, speaking of tight ends, and I'm talking about the cheerleaders that Wiggy was talking about, not Gronk. We will hear what Patrick Mahomes said about Travis Kelce and his final season in the NFL during They Said It, which is coming up in about 50 minutes at 7:20 this morning. I hope that some of you brought a guest lead with you here to the Lobster Bar in Newport. We will do those at around 7:45, and we have limited edition Roadshow trucker hats, and we have the Seaport Connect version, which we will give to the very best guest leads a little bit later on this morning. Speaking of leads, let's get right to those now.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for the lead.
On this morning as we sit here on the harbor in Newport, and that is the Hughes Corporation. Am I correct about that?
That is correct, Gregory. Well done.
Okay. Rock the Boat leads this morning, brought to you by Subaru of New England. Find your local authorized Subaru retailer when you visit SubaruofNewEngland.com. Good morning, Shime.
Morning, Greg. So yesterday afternoon, Tom E. Curran joined the afternoon show here, the WEEI afternoon program, and described Drake May's passing as a little erratic, if you will. He wasn't missing by a little. He was missing by a lot. No turnovers, but there were a lot of misses going on. I don't know what's up. I don't know. I mean, one day he has a good day, one day he has a bad day. I don't really know what the deal is, whether it's the offense, whether it's him, whether he's rusty, whether it's the receivers, whether I don't really know because I'm not there. I can't see it. But I would just like, again, everybody relax. Nobody freak out. I saw some people try to aggregate it on Twitter, getting all nervous. Like, it's OTAs. They're figuring things out. They're working through stuff. If we get into a preseason game and he's throwing the ball all over the place, sailing things left and right, then I'll be concerned. But, like, whether it's a good day or a bad day at OTAs should not impact how you view the Patriots and Drake May entering this season. Let's watch it when actual pads are on. There's actually people on the field, and we're actually seeing real football in front of us.
Was the hitch gone?
I didn't hear anything about a hitch, so you're good.
Okay.
I don't think Joe Milton. Erratic. I don't think Joe Milton's very good, so this isn't me saying that he should be the starter. But isn't it concerning that you removed competition from a guy that clearly seems to need it? Like, why are you trying to make it easy on him?
Why do you think he needs competition?
Because everybody, Tom Brady needed competition, so I assume if he did, it would help Drake May. I mean, Brady's second half of his dynasty was created because Belichick drafted Jimmy G and it got him into a new level.
And he didn't need competition from, like, what, 03 to 07?
But it's a bad sign that you have to get rid of a guy because the starting quarterback, and if he's playing like this, I agree. Who cares? It's an OTA.
Right.
But if you're going to have a practice, you might as well be good at it.
That's not confirmed, though. The Milton thing is not confirmed, that he caused a big
scene. It's pretty close to confirmed.
It's not.
Curtis, that's a complete assumption that Drake May is the one that wanted him out.
It's actually, I mean, I would bet everything I have on it. I believe that entirely.
Okay, well, you probably lose.
You think a rookie quarterback.
It's a 50-50 chance.
You think a rookie quarterback has that type of pull, though?
Oh, Drake May's the most important person in that building.
Tom Brady was the most important person in that building, and he got Jimmy Garoppolo to hit the road, but it took a few seasons before that happened.
But that was a different system. You had the coach who had won, at that time, had won three. been to five. You had a quarterback that was one of the top three players in the history of the sport at that time.
And knowing Vrabel, I don't think Drake May's walking into Vrabel's office.
Right.
I think what Vrabel did is he eliminated a potential distraction if Drake May is, or at least the reports are, he's a little shaky, because what do you think people would be saying if Joe Milton was here?
Right.
He should get some first-team reps. And I'm with Ninkovich on this one. I'm not at OTA, so I don't know, like, are they there to see the whole practice when he says that he was erratic? I mean, is he watching every single rep, or is it like, you know, a pat and go period where he might sail a ball here or there? So, and, you know, it is OTA, so I'm not going to concern myself a ton because I've seen the guy playing games.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I do like the fact, if the reporting is accurate, that Vrabel ripped Baker,
yes,
a new one,
yeah,
the other day,
yeah,
for showboating,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
I like that approach,
yeah,
because that would not have happened with the previous guy,
yeah. Mayo wouldn't have done that, you know. Bill probably would have definitely did that. It's like Mike Tice used to say all the time, you know, two hands until you make your first Pro Bowl when you're catching the football. Like, don't be a guy that can just think you can go up with one hand and because you got good hands.
Well, he, like, pushed off the back,
yeah,
and then caught the ball and was, you know, acting like he
jogging,
like,
yeah,
he won the Super Bowl.
Yeah, and I get Vrabel for doing that. It's one thing, you know, if it's a veteran that you know, like, has put the work in and that kind of stuff, but you got to earn your stripes. And Javon, no one in that wide receiver room, that's the only concern I have with this football team, has shown that they earn the right, except for Steph Diggs. But unfortunately, he's hurt, and we're not going to know what he looks like until, like, week five or six.
Where do you stand on Steph Diggs showboating after one of Cardi B's friends calls him daddy?
Hey, I got no problem with that.
Is that
a lot of lovely
off,
ladies
King.
On that boat?
Is that okay?
And they had a lot of nice bathing suits, Courtney.
Yes, they did.
Any of your opinions change on that topic at all?
No. I mean, there were people yesterday, last night, or, you know, people are gonna, they're gonna look at it and they're gonna come up with their own perception based on maybe what they're hearing from other people. Oh, yeah, that's cocaine. Then it's, now what's the other thing, MDHA or what was it called?
Molly
or something else.
Ketamine.
Yeah, people are like, yeah, I know that exactly what that was.
That allergy medicine that Ken gave Courtney.
Yeah, it's like, I mean, as I said to the guy last night, I go, if you handed me a pill right now because I had a headache and somebody got it on off camera, they'd be like, ah, look at Wiggy, he's popping pills. He's a pill popper.
All right, but that's not what happened.
Right.
I mean, the assumption is that it was whoever came up with that was the pink cocaine.
Well, he came up with it out of his office person.
Yeah.
And then he said, you know, don't do too much and come back and see me.
He said that?
Yeah.
Who did he say that to?
Yeah, it's on the. It's the, have you? What do you just watch something? You don't.
Yeah, we got to give that another.
You don't listen
view.
To.
I got to give that an. Don't do too much. Come back.
Listen
and see
to
me.
It. Listen to the audio.
Okay.
Oh, you didn't listen to the audio.
Now he's Nino Brown. Like, hey, don't do too much. If you need more, you know where to find.
I mean, Shime, did you listen to the audio? Am I dreaming?
Or I just, like, pulled it back up to double check. I didn't hear that part, but I will. Yeah. I'll double check right the second.
All right.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't want to malign the man if that's not what happened. But
don't do too much.
It's not like
choking him, calling him daddy. Okay.
He does call him daddy.
Yeah, now he's looking out for a safety.
He does. All right.
The only way this story ends perfectly is for Cardi B and Steph Diggs to be dancing and twerking on Bill's 1+8 rings boat.
Yeah.
He did in fact say, don't take all of it.
That was the words
he said.
All right,
thank you.
Don't take all of it.
I say
don't
that when I give candy to
right.
someone.
Yeah. Right.
I say that when I give gum.
That's what Ken said to Greg when the seafood tower arrived.
So what does he mean by that, Wiggy? Don't take all of it.
I mean,
don't hog
it. Maybe they're Altoids. Okay. Hey, don't take all my Altoids.
Those do burn the mouth.
I gotta keep my breath fresh.
No. It was Tums.
Is he diabetic? Does he have to keep candy on him?
What?
Is he diabetic? Does he have to keep candy on him?
He could be. That's what he is. All right. We are in Newport, Rhode Island on a Friday at the Lobster Bar. And we will be right back with more of today's leads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.